So let's get into the state by closing your eyes. By closing your eyes, you feel your eyeballs kind of getting a little bit calmer, and they're not racing around trying to look at here and look at there or staring too hard. Even that is intense. So just let them relax. And as you're relaxing your eyeballs, you're also going to let the forehead go. We don't even know where our eyebrows are being knitted together. So just let it relax in the forehead, especially the third eye area, the spot between your two eyebrows. Now, we'll move our attention right down to the base of the spine. So, your attention now should have come down from your brain into your tailbone area, the base of your spine, the coccygeal area. If it pops up, just keep bringing your awareness down. You can wiggle around, too, to feel your tailbone. That will give you the sensation, that's where I need to be. Now, Ganesha's energy, he's an elephant-headed divine archetype, deity, god, all the same. His energy is available to all of us in our own selves, in our own subtle body, that corresponds with the physical base of the spine, tailbone area. Even if you've heard me say this over and over again, stay there. Ganesha is asking you to remove your obstacles within you that you put in front of you. Been there, done that. You create obstacles. Get out of time. Get out of the past. Get in the now. Something just opened up. The red light, reddish-orangish light comes in. Ganesha is there. He's also the overlord of Ketu. So Ketu is in a really great position. So Ganesha is saying, hey, wake up inside of you the ability to bring in a lot of spiritual energy. Detach from everything that's happened before this moment. Allow this reddish-orangish light to go down the legs. Ketu is the snake that has no head. So it's just the lower body. So it makes sense that Ganesha is going to reside over that part of you. So it brings a lot of spiritual energy. A lot of wisdom from your previous lifetimes that you mastered, that you haven't been able to use it to help yourself to move forward. So we'll call on Ganesha. He's the overlord. He has more mastery, more energy, more intelligence to guide that Ketu energy within you. So it does good things in your spiritual world, which is where you are right now as you are in this meditation. Keep feeling it. See Ganesha cleaning up the obstacles, dissolving them away. The reddish-orangish light is swirling down to the toes, the feet, the legs, everything in the lower limbs are getting cleared up, is getting cleared up. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, bring your focus to the base of the spine and imagine now a door opening up and a rush of light going up your spinal column, piercing all the chakras, going into the space. If you feel like it's getting stuck at the top of the skull, we're going to open up the chakras to push it through into the space. But for now, imagine it. Gung. So with every sound, shoot this light up. Gung. 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 Gum. 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 Gung. Gum. Gung. Gum. Now we'll open up all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Ooh. Move into the throat. Feel the throat. Clear the throat. Ma. Move into the middle of your brain. Om. Move back down to the base of your spine. Na. Move into your navel. Ma. Move up to your heart center in the middle of your chest. Shi. Move up to your throat and mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes and the two brains. Ya. Now, move into the right eye. Imagine a beam of light piercing the right eye. It's cleaning up the right eye. Feel this laser beam of white, bright, brilliant light. And the right eye energy is getting cleaned up. Now move into the left eye. again, a light enters the left eye. It's brilliant, bright, laser beam, white light, piercing the left eye, cleaning it up. All the energy. Is getting cleaned up and new energy is coming in, enlivening the left eye. Now, a beam of light enters the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. The beam of light is coming from in front of you, piercing the third eye, cleaning it up. Cleaning up the energy and empowering it. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, either in his light body form or just his physical form, if you can resonate with that or relate to it, or bright white light, a presence, and a beam of golden light now is coming from his third eye into your third eye. Receive it. Remember, you're an observer. You're a witness to this whole process. A lot of energy is coming into you. As this beam of light penetrates the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, it pierces it, piercing the pituitary gland as it enters and then goes into the middle of your brain where the pineal gland is. Feel it. Observe it. Observe yourself feeling it. Just let go of everything. Receive. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Your whole body and your brain are lit up. You are just present to it. Now we'll invoke the energy of the sun. Imagine you're basking in the light of your internal sun. From head to toe, you're in sunlight. And not just the sun in the sky. The sun of your soul. It's a super intelligent being within you. It has the ability to heal your body, mind, and soul. It has the ability to make you to feel royal, regal, on top of your game, to be respected, to give respect, to be a life giver, to receive the energy so that you can have an incredible life. Brings happiness, joy, intelligence, sharp thinking. The ability to get things done. You're observing this whole process. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya. Feel the sunlight within, like liquid golden light. You can imagine it pouring in from your third eye as it's being activated by Dr. Ply's third eye, the beam that's connecting you to him. And then this liquid golden light is pouring through your brain, down your face, in your head, pouring into your neck. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Diho Yona Prachodayam. Continues to pour down your shoulders and arms into your hands and fingers, down the trunk of your body. Feel it like liquid gold. And feel it all over your body, not just down the front. All over, the sides, the back, it's filling everything. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Devo Yona Prachodayat. The liquid golden light is pouring down into your organs, squeezing out any toxins, enlivening the digestive organs, the heart, the lungs, everything that is vital to you having a healthy body. Pouring down into the pelvis, down the legs and into the feet and toes. Feel it, see it, observe it. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Now, go back into your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. Imagine the beam of light coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye, piercing it, activating the pituitary, then going into the middle of your brain, the pineal gland. Imagine a red light there. The red light is growing. The red light represents Durga. Durga is the goddess who is the overlord of Rahu. She will bring a tremendous amount of empowerment. You will feel empowered. You will feel so protected. You will be able to destroy internal enemies and external competitors, rivals, anyone who's negative towards you. All that will be taken care of with this red light that is expanding now like liquid red light. It's going to pour through from the top of your head down, liquid red light into the face and all the sense organs, filling everything up. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Durga is the overlord of Rahu. Rahu is going to give you tremendous courage and bravery and strength to get the knowledge that you need from Jupiter, Guru, to bring you fortune, wealth, health, happiness. So you feel like you're rising from your current state into a higher state on your spiritual path and also in your life. Let the doors open. Watch the red light. Observe it. Just be a witness to it. Feel the red light now pouring down the neck and in the shoulders. If it hasn't started already, do it again. If it has, allow it to bathe you. Especially the shoulders, get the protection. Arms into the hands. Down the body. Let it enliven your heart, your lungs. Clean everything up. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Allow the red light to pour through down into the pelvis. All your organs have been squeezed, and now this red light is getting absorbed into them, protecting them, detoxifying. It's moving now into the legs and into the feet and toes. Detoxing all the squeakiness, aches, pains, stuck feeling in the joints, in the muscles. Feel the red. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. From head to toe, you are liquid red. Purifying, burning away any negativity. Expanding your protective barrier. within and around you. The ability to destroy any negativity. Dissolve it away. Let it bounce off. Now, we'll pray to Ketu and Rahu as they transit. Pray that it's a beautiful transit. It's a powerful transit for you. So your life is transformed in 18 months from this moment. Om Ketave Namaha. 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 Om Rahave 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 Namaha. Observe, witness all this energy that's been awakened within you. Just watch it go wherever it's going. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Stay there. Keep your eyes closed. Just observe the process. Feel that energy integrating with your DNA. Your body, mind, and soul are in alignment with this new energy. And just let go, take your time, feel the peace. Peace to the mind, peace to the body, peace to the soul. Peace to your surroundings, peace to the world. End the meditation. Relax. can acknowledge the deities, the gods, Dr. Pillai, for empowering you to experience this deep within you. And let it guide you hereafter.